I'm going to read two poems from Dog is the Love from Hell. Happy little lamb nursery. I agreed to come to happy little lamb nursery school and read to the little cherubs. I was to read them a book I had written, Drawing in Clouds. It was a book about a little boy who was sad about 9/11, and he was confused about why big people hurt little people. How he went out in his yard and looked at the clouds, and he drew all kinds of happy pictures in the clouds. And he drew sailboats and puppies and fluffy kittens, and how he drew big cookies and his mommy's hugs and his pappy's big belly. I sat with the little happy faces and told them, nobody is ever allowed to hit or hurt you. No one is ever allowed to make you feel sad. You are never to hit or hurt anyone, and always hands and feet to ourselves. I told them they are never allowed to say bad words or call anyone names. Little Amy, blonde and blue eyes, raised her hand and said, like the F word? I said, yes, exactly. No bad words. Then all the other little darlings started to say bad words, to which I replied, do you know what a zipper is? Then motioning across my lips, zip it. I finished the story, and we sang, I am special, do you see? Someone very special, yes, that's me. Yes, that's me. I left happy little lamb nursery, looked at the clouds, and thought, let them be little, if only for a while. And then I'd like to read the poem that was in the Post Gazette on Saturday, which a lot of you read. And a lot of you told me about, men said that you especially loved this poem and you wanted to tell Jimmy how much you loved this poem. And so I put dibs on this poem for tonight before anybody else could get it. And I want to really thank Lori for making sure it appeared. Thank you, Lori. Another God poem. Not another friend dying or another killing poem or love poem or drinking poem or another lust poem, another war poem. I want to write about God today. Maybe like Francis did hundreds of years ago, how he danced around naked with God laughing inside his heart. Sometimes I want to be Francis, looking at the sky, talking with birds and wolves. Sometimes I even want to feel the pain of the stigmata and argue with the purity of my soul. But mostly I love just talking with God about how he never has enough time to go fishing or enough time to go to the fights or baseball game or go to the horse races. I tell him I'd buy him a beer, but he's always busy. Of course, he's always questioned about earthquakes and floods and tornadoes and gets blamed for street violence. He told me most of the time is taken up drying tears of mothers that lost their child to madness. I asked him once if he could stop the tears before they fall, turn an upside down frown to a smile. He told me it was more complicated than that. It's the grinding gears of the universe, and one day I'd understand. He did say he does listen to prayer, real prayer, not I need money prayer, but to the prayers of love and pain and distress, prayers of worry. He told me that there are many griefs, old age, sickness, hard times, vexations of the spirit, sting of disappointments. He said that he has an ear for listening, especially prayers from the heart of innocence. Sometimes he even sends an angel that will ease the hurt. He had to run, but he told me to tell anyone who would listen. He can be found in a glass of water, or the warmth of the sun, or a giggle of children. You just gotta hunt. I asked him before he left, God, can you give me the 3-digit number today? I'm not greedy. I only bet $1. He smiled. That would be dealing off the bottom. And I winked, looking at the bright edge of the cloud. Thank you. Now there's more to come.